So apparently I liked too many photos on Instagram today. I'm not allowed to like any more photos for a while.
What?
There's a limit, apparently.
Was there a theme you were following that you found quite
No,
likely?
I was just going through my feed.
That's kind of hilarious.
Yeah,
it's not like liking too much. Maybe they don't want...
It's not often the internet tells you that you've had enough.
Yeah, it was very strange.
Now? Wait, I haven't cleared my throat. Yeah, now we're ready. Hello, and welcome to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. Today's episode brought to you by the Big Bang.
Boom.
Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, from the No God Band, on the inner tubes, and from our other award-winning podcast, Ardent Atheist. You can find links to our guest's website, join our Twitter and Facebook feeds, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at skepticallyyours.net.
If you'd like to take part in a live chat moderated by the author of the blog, Comedy Obscura, Joe Swam, go to skepticallyyours.net/live and chat us up right now.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free. Write a review. Help us get up there in the top 10 where you've never put us. You may also go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe to our premium ad-free content for a measly $10 per year.
Subscribe now. I know you want to.
How do you know they want to subscribe?
I'm psychic.
No, you are not.
I knew you would say that.
Well, that doesn't exactly make you psychic. That
just
means
you know
me
well.
Okay, stop it.
Hey!
Oh my God, I'm going to kill you. There is no God.
I knew you'd say that.
Gah!
If you're a listener who's ever been duped by anything that's been debunked on Snopes, welcome. Your ordeal is over.
Been what? By who? Where? We're coming to you live from E&H Studios in sunny Studio City, California, at nighttime. In the Studio City tonight, we have Virginia Jones, Brett Loudermilk, and Cole Parker. You know these folks from the world of reason. We're ghosts. I think we're just ghosts.
You were a very good ghost.
Thanks. Thanks. How you guys doing? Thanks for being here.
Thanks very much for having us.
We have a great show lined up when Virginia gets here.
Perfect. What does that say about us?
Yeah, Heather's pissed. Heather is not happy right now.
Why am I not happy again?
Psychics.
Well, yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah.
All
right.
Yeah.
Yeah. That stuff.
There's a new cunt on the block, and apparently he claims to be a psychic. He claims to have multiple talents, varied talents in the in that area of
psychicship.
Yeah.
He claims to be a medium.
I think he's more of a small.
A clairvoyance,
uh-huh,
and a medical intuitive.
Now, I don't even know the difference between a medium and a clairvoyant.
Well, this article right here explains it, so if you'd like to read that out loud, you can.
I don't want to read it out loud.
According to Oprah, a medium uses his or her psychic or intuitive abilities to see past, present, and future events of a person by tuning into the spirit energy surrounding that person.
Oh, okay. So, all right, I got that now. He's a bullshitter. What's the next one?
A clairvoyant is defined by the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, God damn it, as the ability to see beyond the range of ordinary perception.
Okay, a bullshitter.
Quite vague.
Yeah, very vague.
That's interesting to me that it says that in Merriam-Webster's. What it should say in Merriam-Webster's is someone who claims to have this ability, not the ability.
This person.
No, wait, when you were quoting Oprah, or
that's
was
what
that?
It's, I'm quoting an article that's quoting.
An article
she's
that
always
is,
well, quoting Oprah, no matter what she says.
Why have you been so silent the whole time?
You know, yeah. I was just feeling shy.
Yeah, I've never heard anybody describe you as shy, Virginia.
Whoa! I'm the coolest person ever. I just kicked the table
as she knocks the table around.
A medical intuitive has supposedly.
Let me guess before you read it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. A bullshitter.
Yes.
Aha.
And has claims to have the innate ability to describe the cause of a physical or emotional condition through the perception or feeling of another's energy.
But sometimes cats can do that also.
Well, I would believe more that cats could do such a thing than this 20-year-old cunt
you
of a stick.
You just walked in, so there's this guy named Tyler Henry. He's 20 years old, and he has a new TV show out.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
And he's claims to have all these powers.
What network?
Good question.
Do you know how much harder it
ESPN.
Is to get a TV show? If you have those abilities, you can get $1 million right now.
Right.
You don't have to have a show.
Exclamation point. yeah. is the channel.
E?
Yeah.
So hang on. So this guy's got a show on a network, right?
For those of you who don't know, that's Cole talking right now. Cole.
Good afternoon. So
not Matt Kirshen with a cold. That's Cole.
No, I'm not. With a cold.
Yeah, well, you have a lower voice.
It's a somewhat lower voice.
Yeah,
it's a lower voice than Matthew.
It's a little bit more like Matt.
That's because he's little. You know,
I'm just a little man. Put me in your pocket.
We all just did the worst fucking British accents, including Cole. Including Cole. Horrible accents.
But it was a pretty good Matt Kirshen accent.
Yeah. That was, well...
Sorry, shy lady.
It's like he's here in the room with me, you're right.
So you were saying, Cole, before we hijacked your
before
thought.
Before you started being racist.
Yeah.
Before that happened. Where were we? Back at the gig. Help me out. What
happened? Well, that clairvoyant...
He's got a show.
Oh, that's so he's got a show on a network, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Which is, you know, obviously, when somebody's peddling this kind of stuff, if it's not like, you know, listed as something vaudevillian and claiming to be genuine, then I understand why you have a problem. But if you've got a problem with a guy who's just got a show doing this kind of shit, turn on the fucking God channel. You've got a guy who talks about someone making sandwiches for like 5,000 people out of just one small bag of stuff. There's a lot more shit somewhere else is what I'm trying to say. You know?
Well,
so you can single this guy out already, but this guy, you know, there's a lot more other shit as ready.
You know why we're singling this guy?
No, I don't. I don't. It's something else happened. I don't. Is there something?
No, it's because it is happening, period. He's he's 20 years old. He's the next generation of bullshitters come out to take people's money from him.
I think it's just because he's a millennial.
Yeah, that is.
That's why they're really cross.
I don't like it.
He's
I don't like it at all.
2 years away from hipster.
He is, isn't he? I suppose he was born in
90s. Come on, guys.
What's the matter, millennial?
Well, not all millennials are bad.
No, buddy. You recently shaved off your millennial facial hair.
I did.
And I was impressed.
Fucking everybody had one.
And you no longer look like if Puss in Boots was a person.
This is so funny. Person. You removing your facial hair is kind of like when someone breaks up with a girl or a guy, and then all the friends are like, yeah, that person was an asshole.
Oh, God.
They come out of the woodwork.
No. People loved his mustache.
I thought it was pretty cool. I thought he did well with it.
Yeah, I made the best of it. Yeah.
I loved it. I was sad when
you said Heather,
can you describe it for me, bro?
So
I didn't say it.
It was a hipster, shitty asshole mustache. Like
with the
curl. Oh, you actually curled it up, did you?
Yeah.
There was wax in that shit.
But the thing is this, Cole, and I know I have a lot of opinions about Brett, who I technically do not know.
Right.
Nice to meet you. Hello.
I'm Virginia Jones.
Hi, Virginia Jones.
Is that he did the whole shebang. I mean, he dressed like a party pirate. And so it all made sense.
Like a party pirate.
Operatic, you know, anti-hero. Like it all.
All you need to do is take
Russell
a look.
Brand's
take
got a lot to answer for, hasn't he? To be fair,
100% true.
All
right?
You need to do, Cole, is take a look up here, and you can get a good taste of him. We'll go to camera four now.
Okay.
There we go.
Oh God! Holy shit!
Oh man!
Fucking photo!
Oh come
you
on!
You look like a Victorian rapist.
Exactly. Oh God! Wow. So many rapes.
And lived day to day.
One of the Cavaliers. Yeah. No, but it looks really good.
No, but the thing is that Russell Brand, when he shaved his beard, you realize that there was a good reason for the beard because there's just no.
He's got a lot of chin.
That's why
I have chin.
That's why I have one. I have no chin whatsoever.
You have a lack of chin. Russell has too much. Brett. Take or leave.
I like, I'm quite into the old hipstery moustache thing because, I love the fact that I can go out now in 2016 and I can see somebody with a Victorian steam engine moustache, which you would never see normally.
Yeah.
I like the fact that because it takes a lot of effort to grow this stuff, wax it.
Oh, it's a massive amount.
And it's, to look like that in public, I think takes a lot of balls.
They have a lot of time on their hands not getting laid and all.
Exactly.
I mean, that's
or working.
I can't tell you how much I get laid now.
Yeah.
Because I've gotten rid of the.
Who would have thought it? Who would have thought it?
No, yeah.
No woman wants a waxy residue on her crotch.
Well, here's the thing.
True.
Here's the thing. So,
or puncture wound.
Puncture wound. Yeah.
Very sharp. Very sharp. Yeah. So the moment came to me that I was like, okay, this is too much. Is when I discovered that glue stick was far superior to mustache wax.
No.
Right.
Oh, no.
So I was waking up every day, rubbing a fucking Elmer's glue stick on my face.
The little rainbow one.
Yeah.
Oh,
that makes sense because
you were committed to not getting laid.
Yeah.
You'll blow a mohawk. But you're never going to kiss anybody with your mohawk.
Yeah, true.
Now, kiss them right in their eyeball.
Exactly. But a tangential opinion that I have is that the first person.
I've always wanted to sneak that word into a conversation, haven't you? Transgential. I've been
Transgential is a tangential who's having questions about their gender, but tangential tangential is an
double
orange.
Double whammy, boom!
Tangential is an orange that goes in all directions.
Nice.
The first person to tattoo an old-timey mustache on their finger so they could occasionally have it was a genius. But the very second person was an asshole. The first person like, that's really funny. But then everybody did it in like 2012, and they were all assholes.
Well, don't listen to her tat. Do not listen to her. We love your finger.
The tear on the finger,
yep,
right
that's
here.
That's my favorite.
I like the tear.
I like that.
Yeah, that's, you know, you put it up to your eye, and you're like, wah, call the ambulance.
I do like a good sarcastic tattoo. I went to a house party that was being filmed by Vice. By Lance Bangs.
That's very hip.
I know.
This is very hip.
They had a free tattoo artist, and I told Dave Ross to get a tattoo, a quote from a friend that said, there's nothing more expensive than a free tattoo, and then the credit to that friend, Richie Stratton, but he didn't have the balls.
10 minutes in, and she's house dropping.
Spike Jones was giving haircuts, and they said, why don't you get your hair cut? I'm like, I like my hair. Thank y'all. Thank y'all. Oh gosh, but yeah, psychics and my sister is super into, she's super into a phone psychic. She's super into phone pet psychic.
No, what?
I have super into it.
I have a friend, ex-girlfriend, who I've remained friends with for many years, who just over the last year has become a pet psychic.
Well, that's the thing.
Well, she's just got the gift, is she?
Yeah, exactly. Because my sister was she was like, I'm thinking of taking on another job. I think I'm of becoming a phone psychic. And I'm going to train for it. I'm like, if you have to train for it,
what
does that mean? Like, that's not a thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, I saw...
You've seen Harry Potter, right? You can train them.
Yeah, you go to the
gym. Well,
you go to the
saw a job opening for a phone psychic, so I looked on the website to see what it entailed, and they said, oh, we train you.
Yeah, don't worry. There's a script. I'm like, oh, good. I can become psychic.
So I was really interested in maybe calling them and trying it out to see what they... See what they...
How long would you
You should definitely
do
that.
You
should
so definitely do it. I wouldn't take the job. I wouldn't take the job, but I would go through the training.
You should take the job. I want to know how long you'd last telling people at the end of it. By the way, this is all bullshit. I read it from a script. Thanks. One call, two, five, ten.
Emery, you've got to send her undercover. You've got to do this. Yeah. You've got to do this now, and you've got to record your findings and also change the script for comical effect.
Yeah.
You've got to do all of this stuff. Yeah. Totally. You must now. You must.
I'm getting this sense that you are...
Have too much money.
You have too much money, and you also need a cleanse.
You need a wicked cleanse.
You need a money cleanse. Why don't you give me your money?
Are you lonely? You are. You are. Yes.
Do you find yourself with a lot of free time on your hands? Not a lot of friends to talk to. Oh my god.
Do you talk to your animals? Like you have
you have
one-sided
a bond. Do you have a bond with them?
Yes.
Do you feel like you can hear them talking back?
Did you rub one out just before you called me? Yeah, I thought
so. No, that's for after.
I feel like sometimes you are an outgoing person, but can also be shy at times.
That's the best.
Extrovert.
It's the best when they do that shit.
Are you worried about what the future holds?
Has anyone here ever... And by the way, I've always said this. I do not understand paying someone money to tell you something you'll find out if you just wait anyway.
Do you know
that
what?
Makes no sense to me on its face. But here's the question. Did anybody at this table ever in their lives... I did, by the way. I'll go first. Fall for psychics. Think that there was anything to it, ever.
No, but I had been sent to see psychics when
That's a psychiatrist, honey,
No, it was definitely a psychic. When
it's
I had a TV show. It was a gambling TV show. And I had to travel the world and gamble large sums of money on everything, like casinos, dogs, rain betting, cockfighting, not the good kind.
That was your job?
Yeah. And so in different countries, for a bit of local colour for the show, I had to go and see psychics. Mm-hmm. And so I had to see one when I was in Hong Kong. I had to go and see a witch when I was in Tijuana.
Well, witches are totally fine.
Yeah. This one that fucking sexually
assaulted
me.
They'll fuck you up.
Really?
Yes, I was sexually abused by a fucking witch up a mountain in Tijuana for a TV show.
Witches fuck. That's who becomes witches, are people who just like to fuck. They will fuck anybody with a mustache. They will fuck everybody.
Now, stop it. What, Cole? Yeah. I hear your pain, and thank you for sharing. Continue.
I will. Where were we? What happened?
Did you fuck her?
You were telling us about how you had to go to a psychic for a television show.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. That's.
I'm going to become.
This show would be so much better if she were here all the time.
Keeping us on track.
Yep.
But that's the thing, though. But when this is the ultimate test of a psychic, and you can break them down immediately, okay? You've got to let them do the opening. But as soon as they've done that, right, they're fucked. If they come up to you in the street, anyone like this, and says to you, would you like me to tell you your future? You just say, well, if you were any good at your job, you wouldn't need to ask me that.
There you go. There you go. That's exactly right.
Yeah.
I think the best test for a psychic, you can find it on YouTube. Search for psychic. Well, I'll tell you what to search for after we have a look at this. Now, only those of you, this is a visual thing. I apologize if you're listening in your car and you didn't watch live. This is a visual thing. I will describe what's going on as it happens.
They do
and,
speak,
and
though.
It has English subtitles, so I'll read you. I will read you this, the English subtitles as it goes. Here we go.
Alors, Jean-Fabien, vous êtes
so you are clairvoyant. You can foresee the future? Yes, I can see the future.
Et
and he slaps him.
Yeah.
And this? Huh? Did you see that coming? As you can see, it doesn't take much to expose a liar.
I was just about to say to you,
testing by punching him in the face and then saying, why didn't you duck?
That's just
French battery.
Yeah, that is. Now,
this is also the name of my new band.
We are doing a skeptic show, and I only just recently learned that this is actually a sketch that we're watching, not an actual. Sadly, not an actual guy slapping a psychic.
Oh, c'est dommage.
I know. C'est life. So,
how do you say life is sad?
It's how do you say, Frenchie? You dumb fuck. Now, here's the. It's the best. It's the best. I don't think anybody's ever really said how do you say though. I think that's bullshit.
Come on, what do you want to say? I can speak a bit of French. What? I speak it all with a
London
accent.
We're talking about
the standard trope of the French
how
person.
I've heard that.
Have you heard how you say from someone in real life? I've only heard it in movies.
No, qu'est-ce que c'est?
So if you ever hear it, the answer is, it's how do you say. Now shut the fuck up. That's the answer. Stop them there and say it's how
Emery,
do you
Emery.
That's how
mean
you say.
Mean to French
how you say.
Tourists.
Mean.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
They're mean to us.
Hey,
mean
fuck
them. Fucking hell.
If they're going to come to this country, they need to shut the fuck I don't know why I'm saying that. Nothing about it. Nothing about what I'm saying is accurate.
We hate psychics. We hate
French psychics.
French psychics.
Yes.
We hate French people.
That's right. All right. Okay. More on our hatred for psychics after this. You're listening, ladies and gentlemen, to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available to the iTunes store. More after this unavoidable irritation.
No crunching.
Good news, everyone.
That's right. Great news. In fact, we have a premium ad-free service. We do the show for 90 minutes, and you'll be able to listen to the live show and or download the first hour free from iTunes. The premium service, however, will allow you to subscribe to the full 90-minute ad-free show. It's only $10 per year. If you want to support us, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. Why did the medium cross the road?
Why?
Because she was told that was how to talk to the other side.
Wow. Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids. Remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody?
Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll come.
And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Virginia Jones, Brett Loudermilk, and Cole Parker. Thanks for being here, everybody.
Hello. You're welcome. Thank you.
Yep. So, all right. Psychics. They just make me mad. They make me mad.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
Why are we mad at these people?
Okay.
Psychics? No.
Well, I was thinking like TV psychics, okay?
Yeah.
Now, I understand because obviously, you know, it is absolute bollocks. But how would you compare that to, say, watching a magician?
Well, first of all, a magician isn't claiming...
human garbage.
Thank you. Brett Loudermilk, works in that world.
You know what I'm saying, though.
A magician isn't claiming pretty much ever.
Yeah, yeah.
To have superpowers. Just not happening.
Yeah.
And that, in and of itself, is the most significant difference. When Uri Geller showed up on the scene, he's a magician.
Yeah, I know him very well, Spoonbender, Michael Jackson's friend, yeah.
Yeah. When he showed up on the scene, he was claiming that he was using his mind to do this. Now, the problem with that is that once you convince X amount of people that you have these kinds of powers, you can then bilk them for hundreds of thousands of dollars. And that's what these people do.
Right.
That's what this industry is about. It claims to be about even those. There are some, John Edward.
John Edwards. Yeah, I've seen that South Park destroyed him, didn't they?
Yeah, in an episode. Yeah. Biggest douche in the universe. There are some, like John Edward, who try to hide behind the I'm giving people comfort argument.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter whether you think you're giving someone comfort or not, it is immoral, fundamentally, inarguably immoral, to convince somebody you are doing something, A, you're not doing, and B, to use that process to both take their money and fuck with the one thing they have left of their loved ones, their memories.
Their memories.
And that is fucked on every level, and we should all stand firmly against it. And that's why I hate these guys.
So what are we going to do about it then? I think we should rise up. We should form some kind of psychic resistance group.
Well, what are we doing on these microphones? It's gotten streets.
Yeah.
Well, actually, there's a woman named Susan Gerbic, and she has been talking and spreading the word about this person, and she's gotten several people to write articles about it, saying that this is bullshit, you know, how this, they call them grief vampires.
Yeah.
Because they get people to pay them a lot of money to exploit their grief.
Mm-hmm.
For television, phone, you know, whatever it is. And so I know she's concocting a plan right now to somehow get this guy debunked or try to get him, more people to see that he's just a fraud.
Expose him,
yeah.
For the lying cad that just, he is.
It's always been 90? Around, though. It's been around for a long time. I mean, Victorians were doing this quite a lot. They used to have big seance nights. And,
Houdini
you know,
was one of the first, or the first, to really go after this bullshit.
He was one of the people who actually said, you know, what I'm doing is a trick. You know, there's certain things that I've learned, and there's certain breathing techniques I can do, and, you know, I've got different... malformities in my body that I can make it do different things, but it is just literally physical stuff. You know?
Well, and even if, as a magician, I'll give you another example. Jump in, Brett, anytime. Even if a guy like Houdini
right now?
Isn't sure, this is good.
Yeah.
Even if a guy like Houdini isn't actually dislocating a shoulder, and he's lying about that.
Yeah.
Okay. He's claiming he has a condition that allows him to do something. For example, this happens in the magic world all the time.
Yeah.
And that is part of the illusion.
Right.
Lying to people is absolutely part of the illusion. What Houdini didn't do, and what people who use those techniques aren't doing, is they're not using that to bilk people of their money and to fuck with the memories of their loved ones. That is the sticking point here, my friend.
Right. I wasn't That's arguing against point. You, Jesus.
Well, I think we're all on the same page. The difference between a magician and a psychic is that there's definitely like a winking, like, it's yeah, an people, illusion. Like you know. Can either buy into it or not buy into
people
it.
People know a magician is lying.
I think, right. I think
wink, wink, nudge, yeah. nudge, say no more, say no more.
I think one of those ugly things about it is the fact that you know that they're completely insincere about, you know, their intentions, because, you know, they'll be there, like, you know, trying to offer comfort, you know, it's okay, he's not suffering now. Now, did you look behind the red folder? You know, and all these things have kind of gradually worked out by a series of kind of mental tricks, well, and little details they picked up. And so they're kind of like pretending, as you say, grief vampire is a very good expression. They're just, you know,
well, they tell them intrapersonal things
about
their loved ones and what they think and what they thought and what they felt, and they change what you think of.
Don't
your
worry
loved ones.
About the money. Yeah. She says the money's fine.
The,
yeah.
One of the most dangerous, the most dangerous thing is when they aren't insincere, when they believe what they're doing. You know, so there are so many of these like shut eye psychics that aren't even aware anymore that they're lying.
They become pathological.
Yeah.
My friend believes she can talk to dogs and cats. Yeah. Without question, she believes it. It's awful.
I live in a house of people who are convinced they're witches. And it's a wet man. I mean, you know, there's...
And the sexual abuse just doesn't stop.
It doesn't. But I haven't complained
yet. You currently live in a coven.
Well,
I live in a coven.
Let me take you back.
The rent was so cheap.
I would live in a coven.
Yeah. Great location.
Yeah.
Let me take us back to Tyler Henry and give you another example.
All right.
He claims to have three different powers. One of those is being able to diagnose illness based on your energy.
He's like Doogie Howser.
Oh, no, that's dangerous. Say that again.
That's potentially deadly.
Right.
Yeah.
Someone like that could claim that someone needs something or doesn't need something when, in fact, they might. And that is deadly.
Now, there's been some TV evangelists who've been asking people to send, obviously, you know, the seed money. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And what's happened with that is there's been some cases, and this is documented, of cancer patients who, instead of spending money on treatment or on the insurance, they've sent in the seed money.
I would love to see those people charged with complicity in some ways. I would love to see. Very seldom do you find me arguing in favor
criminal
of
criminal negligence
system.
leads to death. Yeah.
There's a comic, Jesse Case, who's got a great podcast about his battle with colon cancer.
Yeah.
Jesse versus Cancer. Check it out. It's the funniest podcast about cancer.
It's a riot.
And there's been a few.
That's a huge issue. Like, cancer is so big and scary and kind of inhuman that people will fall for all kinds of shit. And, like, people honestly tell him, like, have you tried rubbing coconut oil in your temples?
When I was dating an HIV-positive woman and talking publicly about that, I got emails from people suggesting that we do.
Treatments.
First of all, the biggest one was stop right now. Tell her to stop the medications that they're giving her.
Oh, my God.
I mean, that's the quickest way to A, spread it, and B, kill me, and kill her as well. It's fucking crazy what goes on.
Yeah.
No, seriously, throw the pills away and put your hands together in a flat position, right? Tilt your head up and make some noises, and it will all be fine.
If you didn't work, you didn't do it properly.
Exactly, do it again.
You know what their argument was? It was never prayer. Their argument was always the same. It was, first of all, it's conspiracy theory. Big Pharma is what was making her sick. It's the medication that was making her sick, they claimed. Which, of course, she wasn't sick. She was healthy as hell. She had... as long as I was in a 5-year relationship with her, she always maintained a very, very low viral load. I said low.
Who was he sending these things to? Who was sending these things to?
Strangers, really. People who would listen to our show and we would talk about HIV on the show, and then I would get emails that did this. It was nuts, and they're just crazy people.
How many people are listening to a skeptic podcast that are? Not.
Yeah, I mean, early on, I think enough.
Yeah.
Here's the biggest problem. The biggest problem is that talk to any conspiracy theorist, and they call themselves skeptics.
Right. Yeah.
They think they're being skeptical of the system. They think they're being skeptical of the government.
Right.
And there's an interesting line that some people who are indeed skeptical cross over. And they start buying into some bullshit Kool-Aid, and they throw out the scientific process.
Well,
and that's what makes a conspiracy theorist.
Well, you are both, like, if we're being literal, like, you're both skeptics. You're both being skeptical. But, you know, there's a difference between kind of, like, having a critical mind and and also just looking for a different
critical
batch of
is not
bullshit.
Suspicious.
Right.
These are two different ideas.
Well, but I think we've talked about it before, but the interesting thing that ties together conspiracy theorists, coconut oil, misogynist, like all the like the
misogyny.
The I just threw that in to be funny.
Coconut misogyny. Mm-hmm.
Coconut misogyny. Would you like a coconut oil misogyny? That's how they get you. They just like slip that little
slip
b-
that
last
knee
bit.
In the end. Yeah.
But
they knee you right in the end.
But I think for many people it's a replacement for religion. It takes up that same space, and yeah. it's the desire for yeah. hidden knowledge or secret.
Yeah,
knowledge.
No, there is, and also everybody wants to be a superhero. You know what yeah. I mean? And like we're kind of like living in this age where the sort of social media and games and TV and movies have all kind of blurred into one people's real lives. No one's been given pills because fucking it makes people money to sell pills to people, and so yeah. people just don't really know what's going on. So it's nice to like think, yeah, I'm a witch.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I can help
I
you.
I know the real yeah. answers.
Oh, I moved into that house. Before I moved in, I saged it.
Don't worry. It's well, been smudged all to shit.
Yeah, so I put some salt in the corners and now it's fine.
Is that a thing? They put salt in the corners?
Yeah.
That's something you do.
That's a thing.
That yeah. keeps out ghosts. You, you got it.
You
got to
know
do
what?
That. Did you not salt this house? You guys, we got to get out of here.
Come on.
I am
just go. Well, do you know what? Without trying to be too cynical, there's like there's schools of thought that people think that, you know, certain different minerals can absorb certain things from the atmosphere. And I would guess that's probably something quite physical, like certain kind of molecules that are parts per million in the actual atmosphere, you know, for the you know sucking out emotions and soul seems a bit of a stretch.
Mm. No, if you're sad, just pour some salt no. on you, and you're, yeah. you're fine.
But I'm it's got to be Himalayan pink salt. Yeah. It can't be Morton's. That is right. not.
That's
enough.
Not fair. What about the poor iodized. People? They need to have their houses rid of poltergeists.
Yeah,
too.
Iodine kills all of
it
the.
It kills all the juju, the good
the juju,
stuff.
Yeah,
the good juju
that you want.
That yeah. sounds kind of anti-Semitic to me. I don't know if I'm comfortable with that. All right, that's it. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available to the iTunes Store. More after this insufferable disruption. Have you heard of our other award-winning podcast, Ardent Atheist? Well, you have now, so go check it out. Go to www.ardentatheist.com. What do you call a fat psychic?
What?
A fortune teller.
I knew you weren't funny.
That wasn't bad.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
See? I knew you weren't psychic.
You ass.
Foundation Beyond Belief is a community of compassionate humanists and atheists supporting outstanding charities worldwide. Members sign up for automatic donations starting at $5 a month, then distribute those funds however they wish among the featured charities. To date, this unique humanist organization has raised over $750,000 to make this world a better, more humane place. We don't look to the skies for a better world. Foundation Beyond Belief is humanity at work. Learn more or join us at foundationbeyondbelief.org.
Hi, I'm David Diskin, and I wanted to tell you about Camp Quest West. We're a secular summer camp for non-religious families, and our week-long program for kids runs this summer in locations in California and over a dozen others throughout the U.S. At Camp Quest, we give kids the traditional camp experience, like archery, swimming, arts and crafts, and campfire songs, but we add science, skepticism, humanism, and critical thinking. There's a few spots left for parents who want to register their kids, but we're also asking for your help. We turn every donation into camperships for families that can't afford to send their children to camp. We're 100% volunteer-based, a tax-exempt 501c3, and our amazing financial aid program is supported by the free thought and skeptic community by people like you. I want to see how much Emery and Heather's fans can raise for Camp Quest West. Visit tinyurl.com/ardentcampquest. Or look for the link on their Facebook page. You can learn more about our California camps and the others throughout the U.S. by visiting campquest.org.
Hey, kids. Remember the good old days of simple, wholesome fun? Back when you could watch cartoons on Saturday morning? Remember watching Mr. Peabody and Sherman use their Wayback Machine to visit the realms of ancient history? And remember how disappointing it was that they didn't fuck anybody? Didn't you want to see Mr. Peabody get his hot little doggy holes stuffed by Zebulon Pike or Galileo? Well, now you can. Only instead of a dog and an underage boy, it's two hot sorority chicks using a time machine to screw their way through history. Time Bangers is a hot new series of erotic time travel novels set for full release on July 28th. For more details, check out www.timebangers.com. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll come.
I was hot. And now back to Skeptical Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Virginia Jones, Brett Loudermilk, and Cole Parker. I haven't fucked a name up yet tonight. I'm good.
Really nice.
Give it time.
What? You are not helping.
I'm
You're
a helper.
Mean to me. Why are you mean to me?
Super white names, though.
Yeah.
Like, how challenging is it?
Speaking of psychics.
What happened? What?
Oh, so one of our other topics is pretty hilarious. So this psychic landlord couldn't predict the lawsuit that was coming for her for discriminating against a lesbian couple.
Discriminating?
I love this.
Discriminating.
That's mitigating circumstances of discrimination.
Yeah.
When was this?
This was very recent. It was this month.
Virginia Webster's.
That soup's 2005. Right.
No, do you know why that's particularly good or funny for us? Because not only would, like, you know, was she pretending to be a psychic, but gay marriage has been approved, so he didn't even know what was happening now, let alone what was going to happen. He was like minus psychic.
Right. Negative psychic. It's like the
she,
people.
Right? She?
It's like the people out on an island who still think that World War II is happening.
Yeah, one of those little people. Yeah, it was bizarre.
So listen to this.
Job was, and because the schools are great and there's outdoor areas, and so when we found Deepika's place, it seemed absolutely perfect. It was on 3 acres. It was a nice duplex. There was hiking nearby, and so we went up and met with her about the same day I emailed her. I found her ad on Craigslist and toured the property and loved it, and it seemed like everything was going great. And then later that same evening, she emailed us to tell us that we couldn't rent from her. She told us that it was because of our unique relationship, that she was trying to maintain a low profile in her community, and that we would become essentially the talk of the town, and that it wouldn't be possible for her to have that low profile anymore. And so she said that she personally had no problem with us, but that because of that, she didn't feel comfortable renting to us.
At first I didn't believe it. I thought that maybe she was wrong. I thought maybe she didn't type something right. And I thought maybe she meant something else completely different. But just after reading it over and over again, I just realized that there's nothing else she could possibly mean than what is obviously directly stated. We had contacted Lambda in April, immediately after it happened, so we weren't even sure what was going to happen. So we were like, well, this thing happened in the first place, and we need to see if something can be done about this, because someone can't be doing this at all. And we didn't want it to happen to us or anybody else in the future. And with it having happened in the first place, we were definitely concerned that it could happen again. So helping establish a legal precedent to where it can't happen again is really the more the motivation.
Okay, I refuse to accept that they're gay.
Is that her son?
No, kidding.
roommates.
If she talked to them on the phone, she might have said that what it really was like, I think your kids don't shut the fuck up and I don't want them in my house.
Exactly.
I feel like that's that's got to be personal taste, man.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of Jonah Hill.
Here's what blows my mind. That anybody thinks they're going to get away with that ever blows my fucking mind.
There's a million reasons to turn down someone's request.
100,000.
Yeah.
Like, there's
so
no
many.
Reason to say,
not calling back is one way to do this.
Sure.
Never calling them again.
You don't have to say a word to them.
Nothing. You bigots are the dumbest in the world. It blows my fucking mind.
I just want to let you guys know it's not for me. It's because it would be hard to have you docs in my house. I could just not keep my low profile. It's not me. It's the community.
I want to stay off
she
the
grid. She
probably
thought she was doing something nice to them. You know, I'll be honest.
I'm just going to let you lesbians know that it's not me at all.
Well, I think we should just listen from Deepika. Deepika? How do we say her name?
Deepika.
It's actually, it looks like Deepak with an I and
an A
mixed around.
It really does. That's the first thing I thought.
Avanti.
It's a gift.
She's a holistic therapist.
She should be totally down.
I'm sorry, I mispronounced. Holistic the rapist.
Hi, I'm Deepika Avanti.
Deepika.
You know, I wasn't always like this.
What?
I was really exhausted. A doctor gave me 3 weeks to live. I had no
muscles. It's a shame he wasn't right.
I was basically in bed for 3 years. And then after that, I got this vision, and it showed me a holistic therapies technique I didn't really understand. There was a bioenergetic machine, me doing psychic healing, being a medical intuitive, using homeopathy and psychotherapy. And so I followed what I saw in this vision, and in 6 months, I was claiming peaks 14,000 feet high in Colorado. And then, would you believe, I started hiking up glacier peaks two-thirds the size of Everest, all over Peru and Nepal. And then I saw there were so many people like me who were really suffering. I couldn't stand it. Their pain, it was like reliving my pain. So I had to use this technique on everybody I knew that had acute and chronic diseases. And not only that, I could see diseases 8 years before they even happened. Wow. So I started using helping people to prevent getting sick.
8 years?
Now, how would that be? So anyway, you can get a hold of me at Holistic Therapy.
No, we're not going to say that.
Nope.
Part.
Well,
so here's.
I mean, okay. What if, you guys?
What if?
What if part of the recipe for her preventing her own chronic illness?
Was saying no to lesbians.
Was saying no to lesbians. Keep those fucking lesbians
away. Keep those
dykes
out of here.
Keep those dykes out of
there.
Cancer. I went to Colorado.
Wow.
And I heard a vision that said, stay the fuck away from dykes. That's the only way to be well and to help others. And I want to help others.
Virginia and Brett, I did not know you did team comedy. Well done. Here's... This blows my mind.
Is that her?
First
of all,
that's the woman.
That's the woman.
Yeah.
So first of all, why didn't she predict her own illness 8 years before it happened?
That was before she had the psychic ability.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did you not watch the YouTube?
I'm sorry. I wasn't. Yeah, I'm sorry.
I can predict before your baby's even born his first head cold. 4 years from now, you're going to have a baby. 8 years from now, he's going to be congested.
What am I going to call it?
Wait, no. 8 years from now, you're going to get congested. Then he's going to get. Then your baby's going to get congested. Ugh. Yeah, that's the people like this. First of all, marijuana is a hell of a drug. This is.
I can't look at her and go, oh, yeah, you're not a lesbian.
Oh yeah, right.
She's.
I thought it was Mick Jagger.
Yeah.
Well, listen, first of all, it could be that she could well be a lesbian.
Right.
Let's not, yeah.
Oh, right.
Especially
her low profile.
When low profile might not be that she's a psychic moron, but that she's a closeted dyke. And if that's the case.
Could be both. Why not?
It's not.
Doesn't want to get tarred with the same brush, so to speak.
It's.
Yeah.
Yes. You mean retard? We don't use that word anymore.
Yeah. Which word are we talking about? I don't even know.
I'm pretending that by tarred he meant.
I got it. I just got it. Well done.
I want to be clear.
I was hung up on brush. That's what I was hung up. I'm not joking when I say that.
I haven't understood a word that he said all night, so I have no idea what's happening right now.
I do apologize. My English is appalling.
I see what you did there. So,
whatever she is, gay, straight, stupid,
she's
whatever.
Intolerant.
She's intolerant. And
if I had to pick, I would call her asexual.
They all look like
no one's fucking.
Nobody I'd want in my life. All three of them, but no one like I particularly warm to, if I'm honest.
Yeah.
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 None of them were.
You wouldn't fuck a lesbian?
Oh, no. I mean those three.
Just not those.
Just those three in particular. You know, just like Jonah Hill and his fucking weird Mick Jagger friend. I just don't know.
I don't even know what you're referencing now. Jonah Hill and Mick Jagger fuck?
Yes.
This is... Yeah. That's all I've been hearing.
That's all you hear. Jonah Hill and Mick Jagger.
Yeah, you're so racist. you take off your Victorian rapist kit.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you turn into a modern racist.
Yeah.
Wow. What happened?
I don't think your accent is a race. Let me be clear.
Yeah.
It's not actually. It's a state of economy.
That's all it is. That's exactly right.
And it's got to be the balance of the universe, right? Like, there's Anglophiles. Like, there's women. And this is, I mean, let's set our prejudices aside that could find him attractive. And then, but for every Anglophilic, there has to be an Anglophobic, right? For every.
I haven't done that much research. I find the balance is in our favor, but there are some. The first time I went to Ireland, actually, I had no.
Wow, holy shit.
Much different.
Hello there, so can I get you a table? Oh, cheers, mate. Yeah, one in the corner. One by the fucking toilet, you mean?
He's admitting to being closeted about the hatred, hatred against him.
Also in Scotland as well, but the thing with the Scottish is, because obviously I'm not landed gentry, I'm not to know, I didn't go to...
You're not hoity-toity.
No. So they're a bit better because they know
we knew that from the accent. Go on.
So they, you're working class in Scotland, not so bad, you know, but...
Just a dirty northerner.
No, I'm not. No, Northerners are right, and that was wrong. Oh, you did a Southern accent. No,
yeah, a little
bit,
right?
That was right.
Right,
actually.
Right on. Have you traveled? You've traveled, haven't
I've
you?
I've been around.
Yeah, I knew that, but have you traveled? So the most racist thing I encountered when I was in...
When I was in London, the most racist thing I encountered it twice, but one was really fun to watch. It was a guy behind the counter at a convenience store. Yeah. And I pulled out, I'd been to Scotland, and I pulled out some money to pay, and it was a red $10.
They never take the money. Note.
He took it, but he goes, oh, look at that. You got a sweaty tenner. And I went,
what?
Sweaty tenner.
That's not racist.
Oh, that's fuck, it's not.
That's no, Pavarotti.
It's not. And let me finish. You tell me why it's not when I'm done, and tell me if I missed something, because I might have.
Okay.
And I said, I love the phrase. It sounds flowery and gorgeous. Will you tell me what you mean? What is a sweaty tenner? He goes, it's a 10-pound note from Scotland, and the reason that it's called a sweaty tenner is because getting a 10-pound note out of the hand of a Scotsman is a fight.
No, it's not.
Now, that's what he said. So tell me what this... Because it sounded like a Jew joke once he told it to you. Right?
No, you are correct in so much that the Scottish brethren do share the Jewish stereotype for being mean with money. And there's jokes associated about that, which are often told by Scottish comedians themselves. No, sweaty is Cockney rhyming slang for a Scotsman. Sweaty sock, jock. That's what it is. You had a sweaty.
I know
tenor.
About rhyme. All right, cool. Yeah. So
that wasn't anything to do.
Wait. Yeah. That was racism. Let's be very clear. Just because that guy didn't know the history of sweaty tenor and he had applied his own racist version to it doesn't make it not. It makes it more.
He just meant it was a Scottish note and he didn't want to take it.
Yeah, and he took it. He took it.
He took it.
He was just calling it a sweaty tenor to be flowery, and then I asked him what it was about, and he explained that it had this racist connotation to it. But I love that we got the real story about what sweaty tenor is about.
I'm shocked that you met a casual racist in London. I can't believe that.
That's so weird. Yeah,
that's
but
so weird.
Who'd have thought it?
At least he didn't assume that you were the help.
Right, he did not. No, he didn't. The, I'll tell you what. The weirdest...
It happens the, a lot.
The to, weirdest...
To you.
Yeah.
No.
Well, it's happened in the past, not here in LA, where it's more. Yeah.
Yeah, but in Tennessee, in Memphis.
Tennessee? No, in Memphis, Tennessee? Because I'm light skinned.
Light skinned.
I'm light skinned.
Skinned.
Skinned. I'm. It's more of a lighter, darker situation where it's like racist towards.
My mom told me the other day that it was months after I started dating you and that you'd moved here, that she found out you're black. I love that.
Aww. Yeah. Well,
that's so cute.
Yeah, it's really, it's adorable.
Depending on my profile picture, if I get into a discussion with someone on racism, I will get yelled at by black people. Like, what the fuck? Who the fuck are you? How can you talk about this? I'm like, bop. You know, like, I'm black. Well, look at your profile picture. You look white. I'm sorry.
Well, you use the racist Instagram filters.
Yes.
Yeah. I did not know you were a mixed person until we met in person. I didn't know you were
What
mixed.
Did you think I was?
I thought you were a white chick.
My mother said about you that she just feels sad because you don't belong in either world.
That's what my grandmother told my
grandma
mom.
Too. My grandma used to argue in favor of... stopping people or preventing people from having mixed babies because, and the argument was, this reminds me of the Christian argument against the gay. She was arguing out of love, and she would say that. She would say, imagine how hard life is going to be for these kids.
That's disgusting
these kids.
Thing to say. It's not a Down syndrome child or anything. This is
disgusting.
Somebody's got, wow.
That's
outrageous.
No, that's what my dead racist dad would say is like a... They didn't ask for this.
Yeah. Yeah.
They didn't ask to be born this way. I'm like, what? Out of two humans.
Why didn't you say, well, I didn't ask to be born to you, Dad? All right? Why didn't you say
that? That's eventually what killed him.
Okay, good. I'm glad something was... We got to set the world right when we can. You're listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net and available to the iTunes Store. More after this intolerable intermission. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to all of our live listeners from last week. Darren, Bunny Boy, Six Ball, Brian Bluen, Trevor, Zeveros.
Okay. Zeveros?
Zeveros. Hmm. Kyle Delaney, Perry Dilliolia, Mr. Wienerslav, Mom. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Mom.
Lita, Shiny Disco, Taylor Martin, Deepox Schmegma,
Best
Bucktown,
name ever. Best
and
name.
Joe Swam. Thanks for being there, everybody.
And now back to Skeptically Yours, where thinking is free. We're talking with Virginia Jones, Brett Loudermilk, and Cole of the Parkers. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you for being here.
Hey, are you not turned up? My apologies.
Oh.
We're hot again.
Hey.
I didn't have you turned up.
You didn't have me turned up.
We are back on the show.
So, Heather, you're not Emery's helper?
Actually, I am. I really am.
How long have I been fucking this up? Like, I've known you guys for several years now.
I'm starting to think if we had more jokes, you'd be funnier, Virginia. The more breaks we have, the funnier Virginia. So, yeah, Heather is Heather.
Is not
helps.
The help.
She helps me.
But she is the help.
No,
she helps.
She's a supportive friend and
partner. We are partners.
Yes.
We
Who
are
did partners. The laundry today?
I did do the laundry.
That's all I'm
he
saying.
He washes the dishes.
I do.
I don't touch
I do.
Him.
I do the dishes.
So screw it.
I said doo-doo. All right, listen. We have another story. We're gonna move into this story. This bugs me. Now this story does actually belong on Skeptically Yours,
but
even though it has I'm sorry.
Yeah, yes, I agree.
It has religious undertone. It is a religious story. We don't often do religious stories on this show. We do find ourselves wading into those waters from time to time. But okay. We've all seen the weeping statues.
They're great.
Right? Amazing, right?
they're fantastic.
And every time we see them, when tested, we always find out the answer. We always figure out someone's doing something or
in a Scooby-Doo type manner.
Or something is dripping from somewhere else that's very logical and explainable. But apparently, the Virgin Mary came to Surrey. You're familiar with Surrey.
Sorry.
I saying wrong?
Yeah, sorry.
No, you don't have to apologize.
No, sorry. I wasn't sorry. I was sorry.
A little bit of comedy music there.
All right.
So, this...
No, sorry.
No, I'm sorry. Emery's going to take a hostage. Let him talk.
Yeah, no. It's okay. I always defer to the comedy.
Oh, that was beautiful.
Spiky look.
All right, tell me about Surrey.
Sorry.
It's okay. It's all right. No,
what
no
happened
problem at all.
This time? It's quite posh a lot of Surrey, by the way.
Okay,
rather than
try to get a word in edgewise, I will just let you all see
Surrey
the story.
Hills?
This Surrey apartment has become the focus of the faithful. Inside of one of its apartments, people are praying.
Mother
because
Teresa
they believe
the
that an
Looks
inexplicable
like
miracle is taking place, running down its walls.
Happy, all the people happy happened.
Oh,
there,
no.
Some people, if you believe that...
So behind her,
you, know,
you can see the walls are stained.
Yeah. There's a damp ball in Surrey, and they've called in the camera crew, have they? Right.
Room, which is located on the top floor of the Evergreen Park building.
That's like one of those comedy Jesuses, you see.
The family has lived here for the past 3 years and say this has never happened before. They believe it's a miracle.
They're lighting candles galore.
Hearts.
Man, I hope that's the oil is flammable.
Oh no, they're just
here.
Come on, you can't hate them.
Touch her hair and told her, just look. My mom should say, why I'm look? Told her, just look in the wall. And after she looked in the wall like that, and she turned and she looked in the wall, the oil came. She was so scared.
Since the walls began weeping oil, news has spread and hundreds have come to the Surrey suite to pray and collect the oil.
She's like so happy and she feels very good if she come here.
Okay, enough noise. So here's the story.
Aww.
They have walls that are pouring, I mean heavily pouring, some sort of oily liquid. My first
Free
question
oil.
Is there a teenage boy in the house?
My question is somebody a very large ejaculate tour?
That's what I just
That's
did.
What,
okay,
that
there you
it.
Go. That's
I was thinking women.
You just
I was
supported the first joke.
Squirter.
Yeah,
not our guy.
I went teen boy, you went squirter.
Do you
want
to add one to that? You could do a hermaphrodite kind of like ejaculation
go,
gag,
gonna,
can't you?
I was going to go for more like menorah, like, I mean...
Right?
Oil
free
coming
oil,
down.
Yeah,
free
now,
oil, man.
Now, you
yeah,
see, what would make this story much easier to explain or quicker?
It
would,
I don't ejaculate oil.
Would be to... that's not what I've heard. would be... if we found out what part of Surrey, it was in a lot of Surrey is posh, a lot of it, you know, or some of it isn't so posh.
Well, you saw the house.
Well,
it's a non-posh.
Well, it looked to me like what's happened is it's just in a shit part of Surrey and it's probably some really cheap, crappy wallpaper and something's getting heated up or warm. But I'm sure, you know.
Yeah, it's some sweaty pipes.
Bless their hearts, right? If she thinks she's getting something out of it and it's helping her, then good luck to her, you know. Why take that away from that poor old lady?
Well.
She's nearly dead anyway.
One of the reasons to take that away from anybody who's making these claims is because now we have a story being told nationally that underscores and supports a Ponzi scheme. And that is why we should always stand up to these stories.
What do you mean? It's supporting Christianity. We know that the Ponzi scheme's been around for like 1,500 years.
And despite how long it's been around, I stand against it. It's wrong. They're taking people's money, especially people who can't afford to give that money up. That's the biggest problem with religion, is it takes advantage of the poorest and the
most.
Did you see how adorable they were?
They were so cute. She was like about 110 years old. She had a face like a walnut. Did you see that poor lady?
So listen, this is why this is can be also dangerous because there was an article not too long ago where people were praying outside St. John's Cathedral in Fresno to a tree that people were saying was weeping God's tears.
Aww. Tell them what it was weeping, honey. You know the answer, don't
Some
you?
Some poisonous sap, probably.
Was it? It was bug pee.
Yeah, it was bug
pee. Exactly. Was, you know?
How do we know?
What kind of bugs?
Guys, if I remember right, it was aphids.
Bugs don't pee God's tears.
Exactly.
It was aphids. They suck the sap of the tree. The sap goes through the aphid, and then it is a honeydew but excrement.
It's actually excrement. It's not even piss. Oh. It's actually bug shit. It's aphid shit pouring down out of the tree.
Or drinking
it. Well, we don't know.
Rubbing it on their heads.
All that. And everything. Then, standing under it, being bathed in aphid shit.
You saw all those people lighting candles, okay? Now, I'm guessing it's probably all this residue. If they're burning 30 candles every 10 minutes, I'm guessing the walls are going to be full of shit, you know?
Yeah.
My mother said,
self-fulfilling prophecy.
If you take God's tears, and it will cure cancer.
Really?
You rub it on the temples. And she said, why you want me to rub bug shit on temples to cure your cancer?
Your grandma's adorable, too. And dumb as a rock. That's
and
awesome.
So according to the Washington Times, they did some tests, and most holy water is contaminated with fecal matter.
Are you shitting me?
Because people
they put their hands,
put
in
their
it.
Hands
people
in it.
People wipe their butts and then they put their hands.
Oh,
in
it. Oh, holy water inside churches. Yeah, everybody's
not like,
got it. Well, here's
not
the
like,
thing.
Here, let me bless this water. It has shit in it now.
Yeah. I didn't want to subject the listener to the entire story, but at the end of the story, they're not allowing anybody to come in and test it. So that makes my eyebrow go up a touch, right?
Yeah.
Whenever somebody thinks a real miracle's going on, they're kind of excited to have it tested so that they can, you know,
how do you test
further
the miracle?
Well, first of all, what you do there, if they test the chemical makeup of the oil that's coming down that wall, they may find that it's, you know, it's derived from a chicken fat, or they may vegetable oil.
Right.
They can determine these things in a lab. And that right there then gives you the opportunity to go, all right, well, now let's look closely at what these people did. Now, they may find what you were suggesting earlier, Cole. They may find that that it is actually something that's leaching out of the glue because of a particular season. They put too much glue in there or something
temperature
like that.
Temperature change, anything.
Temperature
you know?
Changes, well, yeah. I all know, kinds of explanations,
just,
but if you
test
there's
just rat it, corpses melting in the attic.
There's
that's,
also
I like that.
Another thing.
Possible explanation?
Yeah, they've only been there for a couple of years, three years.
Yeah.
If the former apartment owners were smokers, what happens is the smoke starts, tar starts to come through the walls.
Are you kidding me?
You can't clean it off.
Yeah. No, that happened at my nan's place. My nan and granddad, when I was a kid, they smoked like fucking chimneys.
But you can't really clean it off.
And you can see that. Yeah, I think you might be right. I think you've actually solved the mystery, Heather.
Or it could be condensation, either or.
Can we move on to the Loch Ness Monster? Do you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, what happened there?
Yes, they smoke too much.
That's true.
What are you talking about?
That's true.
And the condensation is what makes people think they're seeing Loch Ness.
Yeah,
never
mind. They just smoke.
But you know what amazes me about that whole story more than anything else is the fact that it got time on TV, that there was that little going on in the world, that they sent a full camera crew round to like an old lady's flat somewhere in a shit end of Surrey
to
say, look, she's seen God in the fucking wallpaper.
You see it all the time. It makes me crazy that this kind of story is told on the news at all, ever. The people doing the news are supposed to be charged with fact-checking the news.
There's got to be something to break up the mass shooting stories.
She's right. There's always a scroll
it's a
on
a
skateboard.
Good story.
It's true.
Story.
And that wall behind you is looking a little wet.
What?
What are you talking about?
Oh,
no,
my
no, it's,
God,
it's
dry,
you guys.
Dry as a bone, and I think you know what I mean when I say bone.
Oh, it's a beautiful America.
Yeah, it's very, very.
It is the color of blood.
Somebody told me that if I painted my walls red, that I would be angry all the time.
And it's happened.
And it's true.
I've never been more angry than when someone told me that. But since, it's been fine. Do you think there's any truth in that? I don't know.
That is scientifically proven.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah. No. When you go to an
tell us, Virginia.
Well,
I do understand color theory in film, for example. I know that the emotions are elicited, but
well, this is, you know, color theory from college
Christopher
schools,
Lowell.
From Christopher Lowell. if you there's a shade of pink that is very calming for psychotics that they paint a lot of intakes in mental hospitals and psychiatric facilities. There's a cardiac blue that is calming, that reduces heart rate. Red can you make you agitated, but it also makes you hungry and it makes food look good. The reasons that McDonald's is red and yellow are because those are the colors that signify to us not only hunger but also speed.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And efficacy.
That's bullshit.
Your Doritos are red and yellow.
No, you know what? And also that's true across the animal kingdom because there's other animals that see colors and things a different way. For example, canines see in black and white. Yeah. And so colors have little effect on them. But other animals,
they don't care if they're at a McDonald's
or
not.
Yeah, and a different color will make them. So why would we be different from any other animal in the animal kingdom? That's what we are. So
bullfighting.
Well, bullfighting. You know, yeah, the bulls can't see the red.
It's not about the red.
They just know its movement.
Yeah. But it's about the motion.
But yeah, a lot of red can you make you feel agitated. A lot of black can make you feel super.
Hey now,
I didn't. I don't doubt that that's true. I've lived in homes with just white walls. Normally, this is the first house I really painted all colored up, and I don't. In fact, I think I'm more peaceful now in my life than I ever have been, and I don't think it has anything to do with the walls at all.
But the place does bring you joy. The colors brings you joy, and I think that does have something to do with why you're happy.
Yeah,
and
maybe.
It looks great.
It does,
guys.
Look great.
Does it?
Yeah.
Thanks. All right. Well, you know what I think we should do.
What's that?
That's it for the free version of episode 106, another show that went off without a hitch.
We miss you, Hitch.
We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers very, very soon. If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute show, please go to skepticallyyours.net/premium and subscribe. I want to thank our guests, Virginia Jones, Brett Loudermilk, and Cole Parker. I also want to thank my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson, and our camera switcher, Samantha Kramer.
Yay.
Tune in next week when our guest will be...
Pokey.
And we'll be talking about...
Pokey.
Turn yourself around.
Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of the Aristocrats, Eric Wilson, and special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, Joseph Withingscale Swam.
That guy has lost so much weight. It's amazing. Cole, where can people find you on the internet?
You can find me if you Google the movie Road Wars, which had the lead in just a few months ago, which has just come out.
Nice.
So congratulations. Where can people find you?
Instagram, at Loudermilk.
Brett Loudermilk, one T.
Two T's. But at Loudermilk.
At Loudermilk. You don't even have to know how many T's are in Brett.
No, doesn't matter.
Why am I making this more complicated?
Know.
It's Loudermilk with no T's. Where can people find you, Virginia?
Oh my gosh, I'm at bedinia.com, and I also have my first record out, Gothic American.
Check out Gothic American.
It's on Spotify, it's on Pandora, it's on iTunes, it's everywhere you could feasibly want a record.
There we go. It's in the lighting now if you're watching the video.
But it's happier in the dark.
Those tens of you who watch it.
Nice.
That's it. You've been listening to Skeptically Yours on SkepticallyYours.net. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson.
And we are Skeptically Yours. Skeptically Yours is a product of an ever-expanding universe. Now, if you're watching live, don't disconnect because the last 30 minutes are free to you. Don't miss it. Thanks, everybody. Ooh.